We are here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting. With me is Jim Call, who is the chairman of the International Marketing Committee of the United Soybean Board. Jim, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and your operation.
All right, Cindy. I'm a farmer from western Minnesota, and I farm with two of my sons. We farm approximately 3,000 acres of corn and soybeans. And this will be my third year as International Marketing Chair with the United Soybean Board.
All right. And we just got finished with 2 days of a stakeholders meeting here. We also had an human utilization and an animal utilization stakeholders meeting to try and get some direction as far as the future for marketing soybeans abroad, marketing soybean exports. So we just concluded here. We got some feedback here and just wanted to get your thoughts on how the meeting went and what you thought you learned.
Well, Cindy, there's a lot of information that's been thrown around at these two committee meetings. And as chairman, I was trying to float between both animal and human utilization, and sometimes that gets a little difficult trying to soak it all in. But I think, you know, we've got farmer leaders here, we've got industry here, and we also have USIC employees here, and they are all working together to try to add value to soybeans from the United States. And we're trying to get some direction on how to do that into the future. And I think we covered a lot of areas. I think it gives our staff a little more direction on what they need to do, the projects they need to bring forward to the farmers in the future that we as farmers think will add value. So that's kind of the direction here, and I think we've covered most of it.
Now, one of the topics that we dwelled on here during this last session was with regard to amino acids and how that might be, something that will help you in marketing in the future. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, the meeting that we were just in here now was focused on amino acid profiles. And what that is animals tend to grow better under certain amino acid profiles. Currently, the market sells on protein and oil. When you crush beans, you get protein and oil, meal and oil. Sometimes some of our northern beans in the United States, because of our location from the equator, our protein levels are less than our competition, which is Brazil and Argentina. So what we're trying to do is get the market to focus maybe more, instead of just on protein, on amino acid or digestibility. In other words, a chicken producer in say Indonesia or Thailand, that we can sell him a soybean or a soybean meal that maybe is a little less protein than Argentina or Brazil, but his chickens will grow better with our product. That's what we're trying to focus on here.
Where do you go with this information after today? What's going to happen now as far as, you know, mapping out the future and deciding what programs and how they're going to be funded in the future for soybean marketing exports?
Well, what we're doing here is just trying to, a kind of a 30,000-foot approach on what we want to spend money on in the future. Yeah, because we're looking out to 2012 and 2013 because we have to have a direction to go. We just can't fund things, in the nearer future. We have to look out there a long ways.
Why is that so important?
Well, like I mentioned during the meeting, we're looking at probably increasing yields in the United States. I'm concerned about our domestic livestock industry really not growing. In fact, they're contracting right now. If that continues, any increased production, Cindy, will have to be exported. So we have to, keep that in mind when we're doing our stuff overseas.
And you have to make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck as far as checkoff dollars are concerned, right?
Oh, yeah. We're under government rules. And they watch us very close what we spend our money on. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim, here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.